9 a.m. here in Los Angeles. TheHakeReport.com. TheHakeReport.com. Let me make sure that I'm going on my IG. I'm just clicking live now on Instagram. That's fun, huh? I'm live on Rumble. What's up, guys? Let me make sure that I hear myself on YouTube. It's April 1st, the first of the month. The rent's due. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Yes. 2024 AD or AD 2024. That's the year of our Lord. And we're going to have a fun show. I had a ton of stuff that I was kind of interested in getting to on Friday. And some of it, I'm still somewhat interested in getting to it. And I have other new things from over the weekend to get to. Poor Lizzo. Leave Lizzo alone. She wants to quit. I didn't sign up for this, she said. I stand with her. No, I barely have any details on her situation, but she's that one who's portly. Corpulent. And she's insecure about it all of a sudden. Somehow. Or something. But she just wants to feel good and have fun, and everybody's making her feel bad. Terrible. And the Transgender Day of Visibility. I laugh because it's just spreading hatred. That's all it's doing, is spreading hatred. But you don't have to hate. Don't hate. Appreciate. I will also get to your calls. On Friday, I had a whole bunch of calls, and that's all I got to. And later on Friday, I was on that one show again, Mixed Bag Panel, with Made by Jim Bob on Made by Jim Bob's. Portly is a nice way to put it, Hake. Yeah. Made by Jim Bob's YouTube channel. Check that out. TheHakeReport.com/appearances. There was something else that I definitely wanted to touch on, I think. There's a bunch of things that I kind of want to touch on, but maybe it'll have to kind of wait until throughout the week. We'll see what I can get to. Emotional support dogs. How Russia is holding on to its Christianity. Is it just in its last gasps of Christianity, whereas Christianity in America was already snuffed out? So far gone, it's no longer even a surprise, at least not to Hake. And some beautiful music, guys. It's Soul Junk Sunday, carried into Monday. And Mary Rice Hopkins Monday. Cool, huh? Nice. But anyway, guys, let's get right on with the show!
1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, it's the Hake Report. The Hake Report. La, la, la. Oh, it's the Hake Report. The Hake Report.
Hey guys! So, how you guys doing? I am fine. For some reason, I can't scream as well right now. Am I, like, losing my voice or something? Did I yell last night? Yesterday? That's okay with me. I have my Hake shirt on. The Hake Report. Get yours, thehakereport.com. And look for the Teespring link in the menu. The menu. Teespring. Let me show you. Hake Tees, thehakereport.creator-spring.com. Different from the JLP stuff. Different from the JLP stuff, which is rebuildingtheman.com/stores. Let me get to a call here, guys. You can call in 1-888-775-3773. Jaime in Minnesota has a nice history lesson for us. How you doing, Jaime? What's up?
Doing pretty good. How are you?
Doing fine. Thank you.
That's good. Hey, I was thinking the other day, I'd seen a video about a woman who had bought a used car, you know, for 20-something grand. It's a decade-old car. She was paying like 25% interest, and it reminded me Because I thought, man, how could she fall for this scam, you know?
Yeah.
That's a lot of money for such an old vehicle. And I remembered back in the day, they had that cash for clunkers program going on where you could get like something like $5,000 for your old vehicle if you traded it in.
Wow, was it that high?
So, well, I looked at that Wikipedia, and I don't know how much you trust Wikipedia, but
I do.
Said it was like $4,500.
Man, and that was the Obama administration, cash for clunkers. Yeah.
And that's, you know, 15 years ago.
That's
15 years ago, $5,000 meant something.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
But they had said that they wanted to get more fuel-efficient cars on the road.
Right.
Get the gas guzzlers off the road.
Right.
And I had always thought, because I didn't really look into it, I had always thought maybe they sent all those vehicles out of the country.
Oh.
A different country.
Yeah.
But what I read on the Wikipedia, it said that they poured a solution into the engines so that it would seize up, so that the engines were no longer usable.
Wow. They just turned them into bricks. They bricked the cars.
Yeah, they scrapped them. And so
that's crazy.
This article...
That's worse than scrapping, because it's making them unusable.
Or right. At least the engines are the most valuable part.
Right.
And
that's evil, I think.
Unusable. But I guess it came from an economic guy, an economist. You know, those brains think they're so smart that.
Yeah.
He had this idea. And I guess if you can't use the engine, well, then you won't, you know, get that bad gas mileage, you know.
True. Yeah.
They wanted these newer vehicles with a better gas mileage back in 2009. How much better was it then? Not that much.
I know.
But they destroyed these cars, and these cars are worth, you know, they're worth money.
Yeah.
So, like a poor person, like say this person I gave you in that example, she could have bought one of them old used maybe gas guzzlers for a lot cheaper than the 20 whatever that they screwed her over on a 2014 that's more fuel efficient.
Right. Yeah. And a lot of people don't drive all that much. Just like point A to point B and not very far.
Right.
And it's handy to have a car.
And I remember hearing on the news they wanted to do this so that the economy on cars would go up higher, you know. They thought it was stagnating, you know, people weren't buying new cars.
Oh, yeah.
So they wanted, and that was one of the reasons that they gave, you know. They'd give you 100 reasons and go with whatever sticks, you know.
Yeah.
But in this article, it said that, yeah, it went up for a short period, but then it also went down afterwards. And then when they averaged it out, it was about the same.
Yeah.
So it did a net nothing. And all these vehicles, you know, good working vehicles, garbage now.
Yeah.
Junk. And the reason they had these...
kind of.
The reason they had those people make the engine seize by pouring that solution in is because Germany did the same kind of program, but the scrapyard people, they said it was illegal that they sold them out of the country. They took them and sold them out of the country.
I know, because that just pollutes the environment somewhere else, supposedly.
Right, but these vehicles, I mean, when a guy like you and me, you know, we need a car. We don't care if it's, you know, as fuel efficient as the other one. We just need something to get to where we're going.
Right, fuel efficiency isn't the major thing. It's not like it's even polluting that much anyways, right?
Yeah. And so they really kind of screwed us over.
Yeah.
And I remember this period because I had a 1993 GMC Jimmy with a V6 Vortec engine. Man, that was a sweet ride, man. And
what's a Jimmy?
Thought, hey, maybe
is that a truck? I forget what the Jimmy is.
Yeah, it's an SUV.
Okay.
Yeah, two-door SUV.
Yeah.
Man, it was cool. But I wanted to trade that in for a newer car, and I didn't. They didn't let me.
Yeah.
I can't remember the reason.
Dang.
Reason why. But, yeah. But that has, like, today, in all those vehicles that people could have been using today, even if they were 99s. I got a 99 pickup truck.
Yeah, I mean, my...
Runs good.
Yeah, my dad had a 83 Toyota pickup truck, little pickup truck, long bed, and he had it through maybe 2010, 2011, and then he sold it or gave it to one of my coworkers, who then sold it in Mexico. And he was always getting, like, offers on it from, like, Mexicans because, you know, they're whatever, tools or garden equipment or whatever. But that thing is, those things last. Yep. I like when cars were built to last.
Yep. So who knows what the real reason was. Maybe it was because of they wanted to try a fuel efficiency. You know, they're trying to do that social experiments on all of us.
Yeah.
They give a program. Hey, they'll do it for $5,000 or $4,000 or whatever.
That's a lot of money.
And, you know, I can't remember who wrote the bill, but the president at that time, I don't know if you know who it was, but...
Obama.
He signed it. He signed it into law. I remember
that. Yeah, no, that's Obama. That's totally... I thought it was an Obama idea, but maybe it wasn't.
Right. But,
well,
you know...
I mean, Obama, does he come up with his own ideas? But basically, yeah, that era, those people...
It's not all their fault, you know, the government's fault.
No, the people are... corrupt. The people voted them in.
Well, no, not even that. It's the people that brought the cars in to get a new car. They didn't see the value of selling their car to, you know, somebody who can't afford a new car.
Oh, yeah, you're undercutting. You're overcutting. It's kind of like minimum wage. You are somebody could have sold that car to somebody else for cheaper and... the government's doing it. The government's buying that car, and it's turning it useless, whereas it could have been put to good use. That's a great point.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the same as minimum wage.
The reason I say it's like minimum wage is that you're pricing, when you enforce a minimum wage, people could have and would have taken jobs for a cheaper amount of money, but you're pricing many jobs out of the market. Many new businesses out of the market. It's kind of like it's kind of like Africa. We give a bunch of stuff to Africa, and then the African people who also like produce that stuff, they go out of business because they're getting it for free. Other Africans are getting it for free from American do-gooders. I don't know if you follow what I'm saying.
Hey, since you bring that up, you know, over in that bridge thing that happened, whoever did that or had that happen, you know, that's a big mess.
Yeah.
But I remember hearing reading an article somewhere about the machines over in Africa, you know, when they made all the white people leave, then they had all the Africans do business.
Oh.
And they had these generators, you know, and they had hired some guy, you know, a contractor to make sure their generators are repaired, and supposedly there's some oil that goes into those generators to keep it running smooth.
Yes, right.
There was a story in there where the guy unscrewed and let all the oil out, and so it seized.
Yeah.
And that people would do that so that they could get more money by installing a new one.
Oh, see, kind of like, it's so corrupt.
Right, and so it makes me think about that bridge. You know, maybe it's not somebody telling somebody to do it, it's just the evil of some certain people.
Yeah.
That just say, hey, we're going to, I don't like my something today, and now I'm going to crash.
Yeah.
Or whatever, I don't know exactly on that, but it made me think of that situation. But also, you know, the history of in France, where the people, they got mad at the machines, you know?
Yep.
You ever remember hearing about this?
No.
And so they would destroy or dismantle the machines, and the government ended up making it illegal to do that, penalty by death, I want to say.
Whoa.
You remember
Nick calls them Luddites. The people who are for human beings doing the work and not machines, I guess. Interesting. What they don't realize is you do your best, you do the best quality, you make it so that people never have to buy another car again. The advances in car making will make it so that people do want to get another car. And people do all kinds of dumb stuff to their cars anyways and make them go bad without you planning that obsolescence.
Yeah. And, you know, it's the people that did it. You know,
yeah.
The people brought their cars in because they weren't thinking or they were greedy or...
Yeah.
I mean, whatever. Maybe they didn't know what they were going to do.
There may be situations where it made sense for them to get that cash, get that bag. But it is corrupt, though.
Yeah. So I thought I'd remind you of that and see what you guys think about that and whatnot.
Yeah. Thank you, Jaime.
If they were doing it back then, what are they doing now?
Yeah. All kinds of things where all kinds of corrupt motivation meddling that causes other problems that either they don't anticipate or that they do anticipate and don't care. It's addressing symptoms and not root issues.
Right.
Yeah. Because they're pretending like they care about the environment, but they're doing, it's socialism.
I guess what can each of us do as an individual? And I think the best thing for any one of us to do is to get rid of our anger so that we can't be controlled.
Yeah.
Because they'll use anger and emotion to control.
I really agree with that.
And just save up your money and, you know, live the good life.
Yep. Great message. Wisdom from Jaime in Minnesota. Thanks, man.
Hey, you got it.
Take care.
Have a good day.
All right. Aaron of Aaron C. is in Utah. What's up, Aaron? Thanks for calling, man. What's up? How you doing?
Hey, what's up, you?
Not much. Nice to hear you talking like a white man.
Oh, nah, man. It's all love.
I shouldn't have just said anything.
I got to keep the chat guessing what my true ethnicity is.
Right, because you're from... we learned that you're from Baltimore, and now you're in Utah.
That's right. I rep that B-more, but, I'm having a identity crisis.
Yep.
But, I just had to call in to cash in on that Cash for Clunkers program. Because I was, in fact, I did utilize the Cash for Clunkers program.
Were you a liberal at that point?
I was apolitical in 2009. I remember that year. It was right after good old Obama was elected into office.
Yeah.
But that Cash for Clunkers, again, you guys were talking about it. I just remember it almost kind of feeds into, have you ever heard the conspiracy where they say that the elites want us to have, like, ugly buildings, you know, and stuff like that?
I've heard this, yes.
Yeah, and that's kind of how I viewed the Cash for Clunkers. And also as a young buck, that was, like, probably my first time realizing that government programs, you know, are capable of just being total failures. Like you said, there was so many perfectly running automobiles that were scrapped. I mean, we're talking a massive waste of resources. I remember... there was like a gate, because they were very serious about those cars not ending up back in circulation.
Yeah.
And I remember behind the dealership, there was a gate. It was a gate with, like, you know, barbed wired off or whatever. And that's where they were putting all the vehicles for the Cash for Clunkers. And I will never forget some of the beauties that were in that place.
Wow.
I mean, you know, all those old school cars. The main car that ended up off the road from that was, do you remember how popular the Ford Explorer was back then?
Yeah, I do. That was when SUVs were, they had been really popular. That was like the height of SUVs, or a height of SUVs.
Yeah, I think it had to be like more than like 50% probably Ford Explorers. But there was some really nice vehicles, because the elderly people with their old Lincoln Town Cars and Cadillacs and stuff, they you know, just wanted to scrap them to get that $5,000 off. Now, I did actually capitalize myself.
Right.
I had a busted 88 Lincoln Town Car. I absolutely loved it, but it was really busted. It had a really bad oil leak. That thing was putting into the dealership. And then that car was worth like nothing. So the $5,000 off my new Hyundai Accent, I took advantage of the program.
Yeah.
But I just remember the absolute waste in resources that program was. And it took so many nice old, because, hey, you remember, you're closer to my age. You remember the cars back then, they just had character, man. Those old school cars, man, you got really attached to them, you know?
Yeah. We drove the Green Machine and the Golden Chariot. Well, I didn't drive it, but my parents had the Green Machine and the Golden Chariot. And then later they got like normal, and those were like big old boat cars. Well, I don't know how big they were, but they were just that old classic strong death trap cars. And I remember some people down the street had these red, what are those things? Those old ones from Ford, the Mustangs. The old school Mustangs, from the '60s, those were beautiful.
And that's what I'm saying, Hank. Was like this Cash for Clunkers. It wasn't just taking like beat up whatever. There was actually some really nice like cars that were pimped out that I would have felt totally content with driving today.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just really nice cars. And I had forgot when that guy was talking about they poured some in the engine to just make them completely useless. You know, and I understand, I guess, why they had to do that, because then if the car could still be circulated, I guess that would defeat the purpose.
Right. It would defeat the purpose of their environmentalist agenda. Or at least they would look bad.
Yeah, and one of the reasons, I know that, like the guy said, it was, yeah, to get more, get the gas guzzlers off the road. But, yeah, I think it was primarily done to stimulate the economy. I mean, I remember that was what was being addressed at the time.
Yeah,
it was like a stimulus move, you know?
Right. Was it a scandal? I feel like it might have been like a scandal, this Cash for Clunkers thing. Because I wasn't paying a lot of attention. I knew that Obama was evil, and I knew that he was like a redistribution of wealth socialist guy, and he was a liar and all that stuff. But I didn't really pay attention to the Cash for Clunkers mess.
He was our favorite Negro back then, wasn't he?
Not mine. I only liked... What black guy did I like back then? JLP, of course.
I wish I knew of JLP back then. I could only dream.
Yeah. What a mess.
But no, I can't say as far as any scandal. I just know, I mean, you talk about... the amount of resources wasted, and then you go to these third world countries. They could have shipped all those cars to Mexico or any country in Africa, you know, just pick one. And
yeah.
It was just simply amazing. Or send them to Cuba. It's just simply amazing the waste of resources. But I remember just taking advantage of that program.
Yep.
And, I'll tell you what. But yeah, that's all I just had to call it. That Cash for Clunkers, my boy.
It sounded like it made sense for you, because then you didn't have to spend all that money fixing up your vehicle, and you got a lot more money out of it than you would have. So
might as well take advantage. I had a hell of a come up. So, again, it was a Lincoln Town Car. It wouldn't have been, I couldn't have sold it for any more than, like, you know, $300 or $400. The thing was barely running. I'm not exaggerating. That thing was putting when I was pulling in. And I bought a brand new 2009 Hyundai Accent, which, you know, is just like the cheapest Hyundai they made.
Yeah, it's like a little car.
Yeah, and that car, I think, was priced at only about like maybe like 17 racks. So I got 5 racks off. So the car ended up costing like, you know, like 12 bands.
Wow.
And it's that car lasted me for more than 10 years. That car... it was definitely a come up for me. I can't lie to you. Obama did. He did come through for a brother.
That's funny.
But, I just remember seeing this beautiful old, because I like old school cars. You know what I'm saying? I really have an affinity for older cars. I remember just seeing.
And then
so
you get an
nice
accent. You destroyed yourself with greed.
Well, no. The way that a player's role is, you got your one daily beater. Yeah, you got your.
Oh, okay. The weekend car.
Yeah, that,
The Sunday Drive.
That's right. Amen.
Well, it's good to hear from you, Averin. See, I gotta run. Your phone is, you sound like you're driving that accent with the windows open.
I am. I'm driving my friend to the VA. He's just an old shot-up Marine.
We're right on,
man. On our way to his VA appointment. Yeah, you take it easy, man.
We wish him well. Take care.
Yep, take care.
Bye. You know, before I get back to calls, you can call in 1-888-775-3773. I saw over the weekend, is this related to Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, evil Joe Biden, those three showing up at some campaign fundraiser event for Biden, all pretending like Trump is this bad thing for the country? Did Lizzo perform there? Lizzo. She's a singer, I think. Is she a rapper? Maybe a little bit. Hit and miss. She is a percussive singer. We'll call it that. Talented musician, I hear. She played the flute. Crystal flute. Like Benjamin Franklin's or one of those founders of the country. Historic heroes. Flute. She played it. Talented woman. But portly, we call her. Corpulent. She calls herself fat, I think. Well, she had a freak out on social media. I don't know. She caught some hatred. Did she perform at that event and get hatred for that because she's involving herself in politics more? I thought that she already involved herself in politics. I'm familiar with her only because I saw on the Jesse Lee Peterson show some years back, it feels like, a picture of her at an NBA game that I can't, that, you know, the brain never forgets any image that it sees. I heard. I don't know if that's true, but that's what I'd learned in college. It may not be true. My photography class. So you got to be careful what you see. And I wish I hadn't seen this picture. I would have censored it. She was wearing, like, nasty stuff. It's bad enough for a mildly attractive person to wear nasty stuff, but this person wore nasty stuff at the NBA game. You know, professional basketball? Looking ridiculous. Worse than ridiculous. Terrible. So that's what I knew of when I saw her. But people love to hate on her. Or make fun of her, because she is, you know, fat and kind of shameless about that. Talented musician, I hear. But she's, I just wanted to, she posted on her IG, apparently, according to reports that I saw. Yeah, indecent exposure. Should have been jailed for indecent exposure, I agree. That she didn't sign up for this stuff. She just wants to help other people feel good and feel good herself. Doesn't care for all these. Doesn't care for. Apparently, she does care for all. Care about all of these attacks on how she looks and which all that stuff. She is hateful, says Terry Strange. She may well be hateful. Apparently, she is. If she's bothered by this hatred coming at her, she's. I quit. When a woman says, I quit, or when a not morally straight male says, I quit, I'm not going to talk to you anymore. That is, you don't have to worry about me. All that stuff, that's all talk. So, one, I don't believe it. Quits what? I don't know what she's quitting, but I stand with her. Don't quit, Lizzo. I do be hating Lizzo, says Terry. Aw, come on, Terry. Don't hate Lizzo. It looks like it should be Lizzo. Is she Italian at all? Lizzo. Like pizza. Mmm. But don't hate. Don't. Chin up. I don't want to call her queen. Chin up. chins up. Don't repeat that, says somebody whom I will not dox. Quit eating. I mean, you have to keep on eating a little bit. Can't stop eating. But, you know, like I've mentioned before, Cernovich, who has been on the J.C. Lee Peterson show, the Fallen State, he posted, he doesn't have a problem with her. You know, he encourages people to be healthy, exercise. She does her two-hour sets performing. And I guess when she's doing her sets performing, her concerts, those are maybe three-hour sets. I don't know. I would assume two, though. She's exercising. So, I don't know, maybe on the inside she's healthier than she appears on the outside. I noticed personally that when I eat grocery store food, which means fruits, veggies, meat, and maybe some sandwiches sometimes, then, and, you know, yogurt, oatmeal, cereal type stuff a little bit. With frozen blueberries, get the big bags of frozen blueberries and pull them out and put them in your cereal overnight. Nice. It's not even cereal. It's just oatmeal and yogurt and all that stuff. But and then walk an hour a day if you can. Exercise. You trim back down. Or at least I do. Maybe it's easier for me because nobody in my family is fat. It's like ridiculous that I get fatter. That'll help. But that's just physical advice. You can't get hung up on this stuff. I'm a little surprised, but I'm not that surprised that it gets to her now and then. And she does this public thing. Because nowadays, people are doing public freak out things. And getting all this pity. And it's a mess. It's not... They're letting it all hang out, including their insecurity and emotions. What a mess. Terrible. But I've never been one to bash her. You know me. I'll talk about the transgenders later. I've never been one to bash the transgenders. Let me talk about them right now since I brought it up. Biden declared it and Fairfax, Virginia, the county of Fairfax, Virginia, the board of them voted 9-0 unanimously to declare, according to Fox News, to declare the 31st of March yesterday, which happens to be Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, some people call it, a Christian holiday, a transgender day of visibility. And it was started by somebody from America somewhere, like Michigan. Some person who calls him or her, whatever, I don't know, it. So, no, I don't do that. Transgender. So they're calling it, because this person was angry or frustrated that the only transgender holiday is the Transgender Day of Remembrance. So they wanted a day of visibility. Because remembrance is those who've died. Because there's a lot of violence among those people. And sometimes toward those people from outsiders. Say you trick somebody and they get mad. I don't know. I think disproportionately the LGBT, I think per capita blacks have a higher per capita instance of that stuff, because they're so into these lost identities, including blackness and anger and mothers sexualizing them. But I saw a lot of Christians upset that, as if they're surprised that evil Obama, which is Biden, would recognize this. 2 years ago, he did it. He was the first president to do it. And it's interesting because I see people claiming that Trump could have gotten rid of it. No, it's an international thing. Trump, I've never heard about it under Trump, but it's been around since 2009, this so-called day of visibility. And these Christians or normal people who are offended at this are, in my opinion, falling into the trap, taking the bait. They're getting trolled. You got trolled. You're getting trolled. I felt like Obama was trolling us. I got this sense when Obama was in office, the black one, so-called black, he would say stuff like, the Tea Party, you'd think they would thank me, after he did some evil thing, spreading a whole bunch of redistribution of wealth stuff or something. You would think they would thank me, helping the economy, which he didn't. I felt like he was trolling. He would say something that was not related to the situation. Like, if I had a son, he would look like Trayvon. Like, what does that have to do with anything except to bring up the fact that he's black, as if that has anything to do with why George Zimmerman shot him in self-defense? Other than that, Trayvon was into the mess, apparently, that so many blacks have gotten into, the anger, the suspicion, the white hating, creepy a cracker. He trolled people, made them angry, loved to lie and smile and lie more, some more. Clinton, big liar too, big time, known liar. And Biden, liar. They are liars. They push people who lie. And you're supposed to be the Christian. You're supposed to respond with love, not, oh, he's attacking us. Of course he's attacking you. He's been attacking you for decades. I get that some people may be shocked by this so-called Transgender Day of Visibility, which is the 31st of March ever since 2009. And Biden's pretends to like he's Christian, like he's Catholic or whatever. Those Irish, shout out to the Irish. But my shocking moment was when Obama put lights, rainbow lights on the White House under the Obama administration. Trump didn't do that, by the way, at least not yet. Obama was pushing it subversively. Same thing with Biden, mama. Subversive. If an 8-year-old thinks that he's a girl or a transgender, he should be a transgender. Evil Biden being a mama, which is going along with the evil in the person rather than supporting the person, but not the evil. No, you're not that. Kids, because this is pushed on kids, on children, to brainwash them into accepting wrong is right. Children watching Hake right now, you already know that they're confused. And like so many people are confused, you follow a thought down into a hole and you're just caught in this hole because you follow thought after thought after thought and your life goes, as the book of James says, you get dragged away and enticed. Dragged away and enticed. That's what happens with so many people in so many different ways. Transgender is no different from that. It's all that is. How would Jesus have treated this news of the Transgender Day of Visibility being on the day of recognition of his resurrection? Follow me. Jesus would have said, right? Something like that. I don't know. Don't worry, Hake. My children know that stuff is nonsense. And so I don't mind a little Nick taught me this word. I was listening to American Anchor Baby months back, several months ago, maybe a year ago, when Bud Light, everybody was freaking out over Bud Light supporting this one person, so-called transgender. I don't mind a little signal boosting, if we're using that boost to be a light, not for being mad and feeling attacked. Oh, they're attacking the Christians. Of course they are. That's what they're supposed to do. The world is dark. We've been knowing that they're evil, and that's their religion is mama, not being Christian. Nice. So just, you're not supposed to be moved. When you move, when you overreact, that's when it wins, because you're just spreading this stuff, and you're also having no light because you're just angry and outraged. And there's no light in that. So of course evil is going to keep on winning, because the good is just another evil. The people on the side of what's good are just a bunch of evil people who are just hating the people who hate them. You're just like the world. You are not Christian. You're not being Christian. It isn't Christian to be offended. Or the Bible says, don't be shocked or surprised at the evil happening. It's supposed to. You can call in 1-888-775-3773. Jeff in Louisiana, thank you for calling, man. How you doing?
Pretty good, man. How you doing?
Doing fine, thank you.
You changed my topic a little bit while some stuff went on.
Okay.
I was going to give Lizzo a head, give you a heads up on Lizzo. It wasn't her that quit her legs, sent her a memo, her head memo a couple years ago. They didn't support the weight.
What?
I said, well, what Lizzo's idea to quit her legs sent her a memo a couple years ago is she couldn't support the weight.
Oh, her legs sent her a memo a couple years ago? Yeah. No, but she's still kicking? Well, I don't know about kicking.
They just took that on to make through all the fat.
It what?
I said, took it that long to make it through all the fat.
Oh, it took it that long to make it through all the fat to get reach her brain? You're making a fat joke, and I'm a little slow catching it. Man, this is a fat joke, right? This is a fat joke?
Yeah.
I disavow.
Yeah.
But nice.
That deal about Easter, in 2021, Biden made it national. Well, it's not recognized. How they made that other crap about trans day visibility. Biden made that in 2021. That March 31st would be trans day visibility.
Yeah, 2021. Biden did it.
Yeah, and you know, another thing he did is that they had the Easter egg roll at the White House. They were paying for Easter eggs and stuff.
Uh-huh.
They could not put a religious symbol on an egg or anything that could be offensive.
I heard that. I think JLP either covered it or may yet cover it. So you do this Easter egg decorating at the White House for Easter, a Christian holiday, and you can't put anything Christian on it.
Yeah, man. I mean,
is that true? Is that because sometimes you say stuff that you've heard and it may or may not be true, but that's
news stories on YouTube.
Okay, so you saw it on you heard it on YouTube. It may.
Yeah, well,
I heard it from JLP's producer. Interesting. It's unsurprising. It's part of the we know they hate Christianity. You know?
They hate everything that's right.
Yeah.
Well, I won't say it this way, and you may not be perfectly sure. Everything is white, and white is right.
Yeah, I mean, they that's partly why they go after the whites, because whites still are more, per capita, more Christian, at least nominally so, more conservative, more, manly, I guess, or logical.
And you look at it, it's not the point of just Christian. You look at Ramaswamy. He's not Christian, but he knows what's right and wrong.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it's not Christian, not religious, it's not if you believe in God or you don't believe in God. It's just doing what's right.
Yeah.
And you know, having transgender strip hour in a school is not right.
Right.
You know, having this crap push on kids is not right. especially when you know somebody's mind's not developed until they're, what, 25, think your mind's fully developed. All that crap you're just shoving in there, and you're just shoving in, well, it's, you know, you can have this, you can have that, you know. There's a good video. Do you ever watch, I don't want to say names, or say podcast I really like, and they have like an interview set, you know, like it's like a, you know, they have two or three dudes on there that do the podcast, and they invite, like, you know, all these, well, y'all post on your show, but they invite all these women on there that are not more or straight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they had one the other day that asked, you know, they're talking about you can be a woman if you're a man, all this stuff. And the guys asked a basic question. So what if your mama comes to you and told you she's black? She's a black man.
Huh.
That's not right. Well, why is that offensive? Why is that right? Because she can't be that. Well, you think they're doing that here, you know, you can't wake up tomorrow morning and say, I'm gonna have a baby, can you?
Nope. Not if you're a man. Not if you're a male.
I mean, according to my substance, you can, because, you know, it's like, man, the military has lactation rooms now.
Say again?
The military has lactation rooms now.
Oh, no. See, we shouldn't be letting women invade quite so much, I think, my opinion.
That's my theory on it, though, is now they're making it where in the military, they're changing rules on haircuts, they're changing rules on physical fitness, they're doing lactation rooms. We're not out to win a war anymore. We're going to win the wars of laughter. Because you take an American soldier, you run them into some Islamic country, we know they're hardcore religious. You run into an Islamic country, and there's a six six chick with a, you know what, on it.
Yeah.
Wearing makeup, a short skirt, long hair, the painted nails, and high heels, they're going to fall out laughing.
Yeah.
They ain't going to think we're serious. They're just going to start laughing because this is just a joke. But, man, what I wanted to call you about, I just want to ask you a quick question, not to get an argument or anything else.
Okay.
But the last guy that called was talking about, said he would like to know JLP back in, I think 2010, you said, when y'all started the Cash the Conference thing.
09? Yep. Something around there.
But do you believe, now, this is not bashing y'all or anything y'all say, but do you honestly believe, as JLP says, you have to give your mama everything your mama's fault? Do you not believe that you are responsible for your life?
Yeah.
No matter what your mama done, no matter what anybody done, you're responsible for how you turn out. It's not nobody's responsibility but yours. You can either, you know, you can forgive or get past, you know, you ain't got to worry about what somebody did to you. You just got to worry about what you do every day, you know, what you do and how you work your life to get what you want out of it.
Did you quote Isaiah something just now?
I don't know if I quoted anybody.
That's I thought you said Isaiah 6 something.
No, I didn't say Isaiah. I'm just saying what you want of your life is what you put into it. It's not what nobody else said, you know, nobody else does. It's what you put into it. You have a vision of what you want, and you work for that goal. You don't care, you know, what nobody else says. I mean, you come in tomorrow morning, JFP said, I don't like what you say. You say, well, I don't really care. That's what I feel. That's what I believe. That's how I'm getting to my... That's how I'm getting my goal.
But I don't think that you're responsible for your life and how you said you're responsible for how you turn out, which is an interesting statement to me. I think that you are responsible once you, whatever way you turn out, you are responsible regardless because you're a responsible adult. You're supposed to be responsible. But you didn't cause how you turned out.
That's where I kind of disagree a little bit because, okay.
There are like different people naturally fall into different personalities. When parents have children, each of those children have pretty wildly different personalities sometimes. But they all have that family... Those parents and that family, the people that they live and stay around, also impart a culture on those people where their personalities are influenced big time by that family, by their parents. You could call it genetic, but I think it's a lot of the environment, how the parents are.
Okay, well, I'm going to go on, but I'm going to get back to real quick this. That goes back to, I don't agree with it all, but that goes back to what JLP says all the time, believe no thoughts. So you're believing the thoughts of your family. You don't believe no thoughts, you believe what you believe. So it's, I give you a perfect example, a little example. We have these, I can't think of what they're called now. We have these trees in our yard that got a little, it's got one stem off of it. And we had a bunch of them, but it's got one little stem, stem straight down the middle, and green leaves on both sides. Now, when I was a kid, my parents told me that's a money tree.
Yeah.
When I was like 5 years old, so what I do, I go to rip every leaf off of it. Well, guess what? I'm still broke. Now today, I ain't going to go to my yard and pick your leaves off, so no, it's not a money tree. You see, you don't have to stick with what they tell you. You don't have to,
but a whole lot of, it's not even what they tell you. It's like the way they act. Like there's stuff that you pick up that you're not even aware of. And that's why I agree with becoming more aware of your thoughts and your ways of being, and maybe other people kind of pointing stuff out to you so that you can overcome that stuff and become normal rather than twisted.
I understand that and I agree with that. What I'm saying is it's not having to forgive your mama or because it's not your mama's fault that you believe that. I mean, it's not your mama's fault, it's not your dad's fault, it's nobody's fault but your own, because that's what you believe. If you want to believe, okay, well, we as kids, what they always say is there's a pot of rainbow, there's a pot of gold in there at the end of the rainbow. Now, let me ask you, when you 5 years old, you believed that, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Now you're 42, if you see rainbow, you want to chase down the end of down a pot of gold?
But the different beliefs aren't, the believing a pot of gold is different from picking up a personality or a fear that you picked up from your parents, or an anger or something, or an injustice. You know how the parents will be unjust to you, whether too nice or too mean or too much or this or too much that, or not enough this or not enough that. That's stuff that you ought to forgive once you realize that you do actually resent.
But it's not, though, because you can resist a parent for telling you there's a pot of gold in the rainbow and you don't near find one.
Wait, what?
But I said you can resist a parent for telling you there's a pot in the rainbow and you never find one, but you know as you grow up and you live, you know there's no pot of gold.
But nobody's resenting the mother about the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, unless it's autistic.
That's what I'm saying is, you can't resent your parents for everything that's wrong in your life, because as you grow up, just like a pot of gold, as you grow up, you realize what's right and what's wrong,
you shouldn't resent them for everything that's wrong in your life. But people resent them for the stuff that they did wrong, because there was stuff that they did wrong. There were ways of being that they were evil. The parents aren't perfect.
I'm not saying they're perfect. You're missing the whole point. I'm not saying they're perfect. What I'm saying is as you grow up, your brain develops, you live life, and you look outside, and you realize things aren't the way you thought they were. When you was 5 years old, there was a pot of gold in a rainbow. When you're 13 years old, you don't think there's one, because you live life, and you've seen that.
I never thought about any pot of gold, but I did think about, as a kid, that the whole world was Christian. And then I realized that the whole world wasn't Christian, but my parents never really told me that either way. But that's different from...
Well, the pot of gold was just a euphemism for it. I mean, that was a simple euphemism. I mean, it could be anything, but you're not, your parents or your... Nobody's responsible for what you think. You develop yourself.
They influence what you think, the way you think, and the way you feel and all that stuff.
Okay, again,
and the way you live.
the wrong euphemism, but it's not a great euphemism, but it goes back to the pot of gold. If you're going to believe that when you're five, if you still believe when you're 30, that's something wrong with you. That's not your parents telling you that. You know, they're
I know. That's why you, the way you, you break that is realizing they were wrong.
Do you go and forgive them for telling them, well, when you're 30 years old and you're trying to buy a car or a house, you go to your mom and say, Mama, you know, I forgive you so much potty gold around, but I ain't been working, I ain't been nothing. I thought there was a potty gold I was going to find to buy me a house. No, you don't do that because you develop your thoughts and you realize what's going on in life. You realize, you know, you form your opinions and your ideals and stuff as you go on. That's what I'm saying is you don't have to forgive them for telling you something when you were a child or raising something when you were a child. As you live life, you realize what's what. You realize what's going on. Now, say back, okay, just say you go by your y'all's definition. Say you was raised in 1950 and your parents raised you perfect, taught you to believe in Christ and you know, never did nothing wrong. Say they never did nothing wrong to raise you perfect.
That's not what, that never happens. That never even happened in the 50s.
That's what I'm saying. I know that. I'm young and finished.
Okay.
I know that never happens, but just say back in 1950, they raised you perfect. No, nothing was ever wrong. That would not apply to 2000, 1980, or nothing else, because things change, the circumstances change, the life changes, and the world changes. So you cannot blame somebody else for everything that goes wrong because they told you something.
But you're making up this everything that goes wrong. Nobody's blaming parents for everything that goes wrong.
What does JLP say? Forgive your mama.
Yes, for messing you up.
Yeah, well, still, forgive your mama and everything be all right. That's why he tells them.
He doesn't tell people that. But anyway, yeah, he said forget. That's a starting point because you're not supposed to hate if you're a Christian.
Well, if you don't. Okay, so how does okay, Mama told me it's a pot of gold. How's that? And I realize it's not now. How does that equalize the hate just because you know it's not real?
It doesn't. I told you that's a bad example.
Okay.
She was evil with you. She was fake nice. She was overbearing. She was spoiling. She was unfair. She tried to force you to do what she thought was right or whatever. Those are the things you got to forgive if you resent.
That comes back to a thought. So you can say, well, she
a thought
was
what? What about it's a thought?
She thought she wanted to do this because she wanted to do this, and it's her thought that was right. That's a thought.
Her thought wasn't right?
I didn't say her thought was right. I said that is a thought of what she thought was right. So you're telling me her thought was wrong. Well, her
no, it's not her thought. She was evil.
That's why I'm saying how y'all dance around this, because everything, if she's teaching you to do something and you find out it's not right, well, you can say it was evil. Well, I could also say, again, it's a bad analogy. I could also say it's evil teacher, it's a pot of gold in the rainbow when knowing you're never going to find it. But that's evil, too.
What's your point?
My point is you don't have to do your mama to get everything right because everything's not somebody else's fault.
Nobody said it was. I think I have a feeling you're going to start hanging up on me. Jeff in Louisiana, so you haven't forgiven your mother?
I don't want to answer that because there's no reason to answer that because I have no right reason to answer that because it's... I mean,
you don't have to. You don't have to answer it.
Okay, man. I'm just gonna let you go, man. I'm gonna hang up on you. You have a great day.
All right, you too, Jeff in Louisiana. Nice. Thank you, Jeff. I guess. No click. Hey, not today. Indeed, we are at the top of the hour, guys. It is. This goes out to Lizzo, Mary Rice Hopkins. I hope you enjoy it, you musical Philistines. No One Else I Know by Mary Rice Hopkins. I'll be right back for hour two. Hang tight, callers. It's short.
No one else I know walks like you, or talks like you, or looks like you. No one else I know is like you. No one else does what you do. Not all have your eyes, or have your nose. If they can't wear your size, they don't fit in your clothes. If they don't have your face, then they don't have your smile, or your laugh, or your cute style. No one else I know walks like you, or talks like you, or looks like you. No one else I know is like you. No one else does what you do. No one has your walk or your knocking knees. No one has your talk or your funny sneeze. Some may have your taste, but not all are the same, though they may share your name. No one else I know walks like you, or talks like you, or looks like you. No one else I know is like you. No one else does what you do. No one else I know walks like you, or talks like you, or looks like you. No one else I know is like you. No one else does what you do. No one else is like you.
Isn't this nice? Shout out to Lizzo. No one else I know. What a mess. Thank you guys for bearing with me through the arguably nice music. I have some super chats to read, some things to get to. Wow. Okay. Dun, 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 dun. Ellickson bought 5 coffees. And I don't know if this is... Okay. Anyway, what she means... Who? I don't know. I wonder if this is for... No. I think I already read this one. Oh, yeah, I already read that one. Thank you, Ellickson. Ego is real. Pardon me, my strange interlude. Ego is real, bought a coffee. Wacky Woman Month Roundup. That's right, Women's History Month is over, but it's Female Monday. So we're keeping it going. No, next song is Soul Junk, so it won't be women. Women of TikTok calling their fathers and brothers to tell them that they got jobs as underwater welders in the petroleum industry to get the men's reactions, and the women aren't qualified for that dangerous work, that the women aren't qualified for that dangerous work and will probably die. Wow. Interesting. Also, women of TikTok who say that men are unneeded, not needed, even though men basically built civilization. Letitia James, indirectly responsible for the murder of New York Police Department officer Jonathan Diller, really? I'm not familiar with this story. Asking to attend his wake, but was rejected. What is this? Jonathan Diller. Fallen officer, NYPD officer Jonathan Diller, posthumously promoted at a funeral service. What's this story? Police charged 34-year-old Guy Rivera of Queens hours before Jonathan Diller's wake. Well, how did I not hear about this? If it wasn't on CNN Morning Update or the ladies at the Skim, then I did not hear about it. Interesting. Well, let me finish up this super chat anyway. Kathy Hochul was also indirectly responsible for the NYPD officer's murder. Indirectly responsible, meaning maybe they set policies into play that allowed for this to happen or what? I don't know. According to Ego is Real, I don't know. Kathy Hochul showing up at this officer's wake, this fallen officer's wake to grandstand politically, only to be kicked out and heckled as she left. Wow. then holding a press conference to say I would do it again, and that's my job. My job is to be there when people need me. If they need to talk to me, and all they needed to talk to me, my job is to listen. Tone deaf, says Ego is Real. Special mention to, for Janet Yellen, not a Christian, who regrets saying inflation was transitory. Oh, really? What she does regret, what does she regret? Her mendacity or incompetence or that people noticed? Yeah. Those ladies. Terrible stuff. Popcorn's Thump Keg with a coffee on buymeacoffee.com/TheHakeReport. I saw an IG post yesterday where three young white kids were standing on a water fountain at a shopping center. They were pretending that the water shooting up from the fountain was from their, you know, like they were going number one. A bunch of the comments said, I love it. Kids being kids. Just boys being boys. Glad they are outside, not playing video games, etc. I've also seen similar posts of black kids around the same age doing similar things in public. But the reactions were harsher. Where are their parents? That is so inappropriate, etc. And so, what similar things? He does not elaborate. It seems to me that black youth often don't get the benefit of just being kids the way that white youth do. Often when they are doing the same things. He hasn't given a real example, but it's quite possible. Who knows? Black youth are often told they should know better when white youth are just being knuckleheads. Just an observation I've made. Thoughts? One, you identify with the blackness. It sounds like you identify with the blackness. I don't know if you're black or feel sorry for the blacks, because this is a common statement and it's not true. Because black kids act worse than white kids per capita. They get in trouble more. Arnie, what's that guy? Arnie, he was the education secretary under Obama. He said that they get suspended more. And Hispanic kids too. So they act out and do crazy things. By crazy, I mean violent or inappropriate, wrong place, wrong time, blah, blah, blah. So, no, it's not true. And then that happens, right? And then, in those people who are, those young people who are doing those wild things, inappropriate, in front of these adults see them do one little thing. And if they want to keep things under control, they better crack down on that one little thing a whole lot harsher to prevent the bigger things from happening. So that is important. They call it broken windows policing is one example. Broken windows policing, you get very strict on these little laws. Did you know it used to be against the law to spit on the sidewalk? Certain city ordinances or something? Something to consider. But also you identify with them, and so you are sensitive and in your imagination. Oftentimes you are imagining these things and you are not seeing what you think you're seeing because people are not acting the same way. It's kind of like saying, oh, this mass shooter got hamburgers and was peacefully arrested. Well, the white mass shooter is a coward who doesn't want, and also smart, wants to live. Whereas, and so when they see the police, they surrender. Or at least when they're clearly overpowered, they surrender and not try to fight the police with almost a death wish and struggle and resist arrest with like almost a death wish. Whereas the blacks, they struggle and resist arrest and make a big deal out of nothing. And then they accuse the police of making the big deal out of nothing. So, it's crazy. So I would encourage you to just ponder that your eyes, since you are angry and intellectual, your eyes are closed and you're jumping to false conclusions. It's an insanity. It's an insanity. I was really agreeing with JLP that we are insane. Terrible. interesting, though. I would disavow those kids, but it's kind of it's sort of amusing, you know, sort of amusing. Disavow their that one action that you described, I guess. But it's cute. It's funny. Nice. Let me just double check over on any other places where I might be getting super chats. All clear. All clear. Ohio Sentinel 2023 says, can we now have 364 and a quarter, he doesn't say a quarter, days of tea invisibility? I'm sick of seeing this evil mess. Don't be sick of it. Don't be sick of it. Although it is sick, and you don't have to, like, if you're going to places, avert your eyes or just don't open up the internet if it's full of too much visibility for the transgenders. I get your point, but don't be sick of it, because if you get sick of it, then you are losing patience, and that means you have no patience, and patience is from God. God's patient. You know? You're insane as them, being sick of it. Respectfully. Respectfully. Ohio Sentinel 2023, he says, ha, true. Yeah. I was arguing with Joe from Phoenix the other day, because he was in utter denial about, I forget what. Oh, the fact that decreased the white property values, and the whites had to flee, and it wasn't just the property values that they had to protect, because the property value was gone. They had to protect their lives and property, their own, like, you know, their belongings, their property they had to sell and leave and move. Over many cases. I can't name one single specific case, but it happened a lot. And he was in utter denial that it was happening. And then at the end, he admitted that it was happening, but he also said, you're leaving out whites do it too. Because this Italian guy named, I forget what, this Italian mob rat was selling meth, and the neighbors couldn't get him out because people have rights. You can't discriminate against them, unfortunately. And I was thinking about that conversation over the weekend. I'm like, why am I thinking about this conversation? He admitted that it was true, but then he wouldn't admit that it was admitting that it was true. And I'm like, wow, this guy is really... And then he just personally attacked a guy who told this story, whose story I recounted, our resident historian, Asmodor. I'm like, that's insane that I'm bothered by this insane person being insane and not accepting the facts. Because what we were arguing about was facts. It wasn't about truth. And he did not want to acknowledge the facts. Couldn't acknowledge the facts. Why should I be bothered by that? That's insane. Bothered by some blind, dumb intellectual who thinks he's better than Trump. not accepting or not complying. Comply! Comply, Joe from Phoenix. Admit that the blacks have messed up whites... neighborhoods. Once white, once beautiful neighborhoods. Comply! No, he won't comply. What, he's not supposed to comply. He's He loves lies. He loves Obama. So that's an example of that insanity that I wanted to hit. Bum, 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 bum. Let me tell you another, back to this transgender thing since I brought it up, and I didn't show these tweets. I have some tweets to show you guys. I think I have them. Maybe I don't. Oh, I don't. Do I? I don't think I have it. You're lucky. Consider yourselves lucky, guys. No, 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 no. I would have put it in the folder. I do have them over here in this other place. Let's do it. I'm dragging it into the folder right now, Hassan. It's going to take a minute or so. Trans Day Visibility, 1, 2, 3, 4. Ann Coulter posted this. Trans Day Visibility. Ann Coulter put, they, them is risen. Joe Biden declares Easter Sunday Transgender Day of Visibility. Breitbart reporting. And in replies to Breitbart's, to her post of Breitbart's thing, this woman caught my attention. Purported woman. Blue check mark on X, which doesn't mean anything, thank God. Shout out to Elon Musk. Grace_Hackney. Don't harass her, guys and gals. She posted this on the 30th, on Saturday. Why, show the number two. I mean that in multiple different ways. Pun intended. Why didn't Trump change the date or take the day away completely? He had 5 years. 3:30, which it's not 3:30, it's 3:31, has been trans day for over 10 years, she claims. Not in America. Biden did it in 2021, according to reports. Oh, that's right. He was selling LGBTQ merch on Easter when he was in office. Derp. Derp is hopefully not something dirty, but it's something that immature liberal intellectuals do. They say that to mock you. It's kind of like saying, duh. Don't say duh too much, kids, nor derp, because you're not a liberal. And sure enough, there's these Make America Great Again in rainbow stuff. And I guess that's, what is, it even says Pride T. Make America Great Again. And it says Trump Pence. I don't know if that's real, if this screenshot is real, but it looks like it's a screenshot of a store during the Trump Pence administration / running for office. Pence greenlit this? Trump Pride 2020. Oh, in 2020. Oh, yeah, because Trump ran for re-election with Pence. That makes sense. So he was, I don't know if Trump greenlit this. I don't know if Pence greenlit this. Maybe they did. But, okay, let's move on. That's gross. Thanks. Thanks. Kind of fire merch, says somebody whom I will not dox. So this, I'm like, who is this Grace Hackney woman? Don't harass her. She's a Florida girl, calls herself girl, who hasn't been brainwashed by Mango Mussolini. Mango Mussolini. I think that's a reference to Trump being orange because mangoes are orange. There, she's calling Trump Mussolini. And she's all into this, speaking of the demons fighting, right? All over this trans day of visibility. She retweeted this person named Tia Cartel. Easter is only on the 31st of March. Hopefully there's no cuss words. If there's cuss words, cover your eyes, kids. Because of the lunar calendar, and it won't be on the 31st of March until 2086. Keep raging, MAGA. You will all be dead by then. Wow, don't wish death on the MAGA people. 2086. I was born in 81. Could I reach 105? I better change my ways. So I can reach 105. So I can make Easter and be like, in your face. Okay, next. No, probably this Tia, I don't know. Next. No one knows more gay holidays than a prejudiced white Republican conservative man, says this woman. How much you... Oh, gross. Well, I'm glad I didn't read that. Next. Nasty. But she makes an interesting point that people are all... People know... Some people know all about this stuff. And all eager to show it, to condemn it, and you're showing it, you're giving it attention, and I'm giving it some attention too, but I'm not showing you the nasty parts, so hopefully it's, you know, tasteful. And hopefully we can all shed our anger at this evil. Because that's just, you're just spreading more evil, and that's why evil keeps on winning. You know, I made that point earlier today. Okay, next one. Next one. Because that's gross. This person is a vulgar woman, this Grace gal. Don't harass her, guys and gals, except for, what's his name? I'm blanking on his name. Next year, Easter Sunday falls on April 20th. That is 420. It's a birthday of the worst, most evil person ever to exist, period. Besides Trump. It's Hitler's birthday, right? I've heard. This is International Weed Holiday. So let's say Trump manages to rig the election and he wins. Are Republicans going to throw a fit because of it? Will you expect Trump to demolish a 420 holiday because it's a blah, blah, blah? You're not making a good point, lady. And she has this... She has a picture of these bunny rabbits with, like, chicken pox and weed. A big old blunt or whatever. Don't say that word, kids. Republicans are attacking... She gives some fake news, attacking Biden today because some trans day happened to land on Easter this year, but this trans day has been the same for over 10 years. Well, yeah, since 2009, but not in America. Donald Trump had 5 years to change it or remove it completely, she thinks. Okay, this is an example of you not needing to worry your little pretty little head about politics. I'm assuming she's pretty, mildly attractive. Because Trump never acknowledged it that I know of. Maybe he did. Biden was the first to acknowledge it because I looked it up on Wikipedia, Trans Day of Visibility, and I search Obama. Obama doesn't show up. I didn't search Trump, but I searched Biden. Biden, it says, the first president to acknowledge it in 2021, according to Wikipedia. So this woman is lying or doesn't have a clue what she's talking about. And then she says, there is no war against Christians. So, anyway. I just found that amusing. This woman's going off, looking down on you guys for, well, not you guys necessarily, but some of you guys who were maybe overreacting to Evil Joe being evil. I meant joint, not blunt. So, that's that. Thank you, Hassan. Appreciate that. Now I feel like I've covered it a little bit. I saw this on Nextdoor, on the Nextdoor app, and I've censored all the people in this, but there are ESAs. You guys ever heard of ESAs? Emotional support animals. This is more... JLP would go off on this, I guess. I censored it so as not to dox, but it's pretty crazy stuff. It was trending on Nextdoor. It's a social media app, guys. ESA. Okay, so it has this picture of this... Oh, hopefully that's not... I assumed that this was a stock photo. Hopefully it's not her real son and their real dog. I don't think it is. So this lady, I'm assuming it's a lady, posted, "Hi, neighbors. Has anyone submitted an ESA letter? Emotional support animal letter for emotional support animal to their landlord." To his landlord, she means, or her landlord. "And received a negative response or retaliation, such as a termination of a lease, for any other reason, for another reason. Oh, we're terminating your lease because we looked into this other thing that you're doing, but really this is the reason that we're terminating you. That type of thing. I have obtained a letter for my son from his pediatrician. A pediatrician, guys? You guys probably know better than me. That's a children's doctor. A doctor for children. Pediatrician. Wrote a letter, not an online letter, that he would benefit, her son, would benefit from an ESA dog, emotional support animal dog, for his anxiety. Anxiety. Let me not shake my head quite yet. However, I still haven't submitted it yet in fear that we will be forced to move, which will then cause more anxiety, she says about her young son, I'm presuming he's relatively young, since he's lived in this home since he was a toddler. So he's older than a toddler. Not to mention the rent hikes compared to 6 years ago, we can't even afford to move. Presuming this is in LA area, right? Our landlords are mom and pop owners, and we have a good relationship as of now. Any advice how to approach a landlord over this situation? Crazy, huh? Oh, show number two that has a little bit more of the details. There, Hassan. She's thinking he's going to get more anxiety if they have to move. People, come on. So a guy responds, moving on to number three. Well, first of all, let me comment on it. It's crazy that this, why does this boy have this anxiety? Why does he need an animal to salve that anxiety? What is he, King Saul, and needs little boy David to play the harp for him to calm him down? He needs some hake music to calm him down? Because King Saul was angry, and he needed David to play music to calm him down. So maybe this boy is like Saul. Seems ridiculous to me, though. And I guess, you know, some landlords say no pets, but they can't discriminate against you, I gather, if you need a quote-unquote emotional support animal. I'm shaking my head. They can't discriminate against you because they turned everybody into women and little baby kids who are older than toddlers who get anxiety from having to move. I'm shaking my head. Where's the father? Maybe the father's around. Okay, so moving forward. Some missing info here. Do you already have the dog? I take it there is a clause in your lease. I would approach it from the aspect of what are your concerns about a tenant having a dog and reassure them. Is it possible barking complaints or other tenants, damage to the property? Give them assurances they will not be a problem. We do not have a dog. We would like to get one for my son. Just afraid the landlord would try to get rid of us even with an ESA letter. Emotional support animal letter. And I'll get to more about these letters because it's interesting. I'm sure they are afraid of damage and noise. We'll minimize by either working from home or doggy daycare. We are also going to offer a pet rent and pet deposit for damages. Oh, that's, see, this woman, she must be white or Jewish or something. Maybe a responsible other person. offering that stuff. But we're going to get a well-trained dog for therapy reasons, so I don't think that will be a problem. Is there training for emotional support dogs? Sounds like a good plan. Somebody said, get the dog and get the ESA letter before you even tell your landlord. You can get it and pay online. That's old info, because she already got it, I think, and not the online letter. Somebody said the city offers legal services assistance for various things related to the landlord and tenant protections. Check out this great research. And then it's some alliance, some lawyer company. Oh, go into number five, I guess. Wait, where am I? Go to number five. There we are. I disavow this company that they're promoting. I should have censored that too. Renters have protections from no just cause evictions. Check out blah, 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 blah. Many people, the majority, somebody says, obtain it fraudulently online. They get these emotional support animal letters, fake letters from their doctors, just like the doctors give, or they have, get fake letters of, oh, I need weed. It's for medical reasons. You know, medicinal weed. People get fake letters for that, and now they're getting fake letters for their emotional support animal dog, ESA. It's absolutely ridiculous how many people go everywhere with their dogs. Supermarkets, restaurants, even movie theaters. I'm happy to see the Department of Transportation no longer required to allow emotional support animals. The number of fake emotional support animals is exploding because many people are selfishly motivated by convenience, this woman says. And you know what's interesting is you're not supposed to question people. You're not supposed to question the customer, you know? They're like, did you, are, that's why you say, yes, no, never mind, I'm not going to say that. they can't ask you. Says it just, can I say this? I just forced a place the other day. They can't ask me why. Shamelessness. You know, in other countries, they don't just bend for you. They are like, no. You know, some other cultures, they're like, no, you have to prove it. But other people are like, we don't want to make the person feel unwelcome. We're not going to question them. Unless it's a vax question. Then, are you vax proof, bro? Anyway. But even that, they may change. Okay, number six. It's kind of interesting, right, to me? My daughter has a service dog and a letter and has lived in two apartments with the dog. It's illegal for your landlord to retaliate in any way for a service or emotional support animal. And how are you going to prove it? But I guess reasonable doubt. No, not reasonable doubt. Likelihood, more likely true than not is all they have to prove with a lawsuit. More likely true that he's discriminated against me than not. More likely true that Trump S-wordedly abused that gal. Okay, sorry. I'm not laughing at that. They can't stop you from having one, and they can't make you pay per rent at all. Per rent? Pet rent at all? They can expect the dog not to be aggressive or excessively bark. ESA, emotional support animal, and civil rights. First world problems, am I right? Stop being anxious, boy. Stop it. Stop crying. That's what I would do. That's what I would do to my son. If my son had anxiety, I wouldn't get him a dog. No, I might. This is a problem. Many have abused the privilege. There are certain breeds that are aggressive. Other tenants who live in the building because of no animal policy from the very beginning, because they're afraid of dogs, particularly they're dogophobic, canine, whatever, or else they're allergic to animals, don't want to live around them. There should be a law that there's a higher monthly rental premium for animals under ESA. No one trains ESA. So all these different weak people can't live around each other. Crazy, huh? Blah, blah, blah. No one trains ESA candidates to be responsible. Blah, 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 blah. For many apartment owners, it's an expensive issue fixing up after the unit's been vacated. A tenant should have responsibilities to keep up the apartment they're renting and, of course, minimize the barking so neighbors will not complain. And somebody said, operative word is should. Because if this being a civil rights law, they don't do it. They don't care. People arguing about whether the fact that male dogs mark their territory, they call it, mark their territory more than female dogs. A whole lot of mess. Civil rights law messed up California. Tenants feel empowered to do whatever they want and move with impunity. Yeah. Tenants and squatters have more rights than the owners. Even if they're not paying or doing right. Bond really doesn't like dogs, LOL. I like dogs. I personally like dogs, and I kind of understand. Okay, I'm done with that mess. Thank you, Hassan. I do like dogs. I think they're cool, cute, funny, amusing. Not enough to get one, obviously. I can't even... I don't want a slave. I don't want a dog. I don't want a snake. I don't want a zebra finch. I don't want a cat. Because I don't want to be responsible for it. But I think it is weak. I mean, it just objectively is weak that you need an emotional support animal. I know that there have been guys who've come back from wars who have had like a war horse, right? A war horse, a little big old horse, come and put the horse's snout on your shoulder behind you, and that heals you. That's what I heard. Something war horse. And that's nice. It's nice. It's cool. I mean, you go out in nature. Sometimes you're all tense from working indoors, like a slave, indoor slave. And you go outside. Oh, yeah. There's a whole world. Dogs need to run free. Yeah, I agree. But I still think people are weak. And I'm okay with accommodating a little weakness. I'm a modern person. You know, like this, all this stuff that allows us to live longer, wronger, as the wise men used to say. But I shake my head about this stuff. And I don't dare say anything because, you know, I don't want to get kicked off of Nextdoor app. I like it. It's amusing. It's funny. And also it's useful information. Did I tell you guys? Never mind. I won't tell that story. I got to keep it moving. But there's crime in the communities. It's crazy. Italy is in decline. It sounds like Italy is in decline. I have some beautiful pictures to show you guys. Italy. Italian town. €1 houses. There's like 40 of them. And they can't sell them. Not because people won't buy them, necessarily, I gather. Maybe, partly that. Because location, location, location. Would you pick up and move to Italy? I don't know if I would. I like it here. I love L.A. Until I get killed. No, I disavow it. Cancel those words. This Italian town is struggling to sell off its empty homes for €1 or oira. Here's why. And I didn't find out why. Oh, I mean, I kind of read why. Silvia Mercetti from Commie Nonsense Network. And these pictures are beautiful. This is a total puff piece. Who made this? Commune of Patricia. Commune di Patricia. The city, it's a Patricia town. The town is called Patricia. 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 Something like that. Italians, tell me how to say it. Hake has some Italian listeners who still listen. Suckers. No, I'm kidding. Hard sell. Other depopulated Italian towns have... This has been depopulated for like 100 years. A whole lot of people picked up and left like 100 years ago. But there are still people in this town. I think there's like 10,000 people in this town, which is not that small. Beautiful hillside. Almost looks like the favelas, except maybe prettier. The favelas are in Brazil, right? Somewhere around there. hillside, a whole bunch of different houses, structures. They've managed to offload various abandoned dwellings as part of the 1 euro home schemes. Patricia, a remote medieval. I never knew how to spell that word. Village located south of Rome, struggling to sell its empty homes. Part of it is because they have a rule in Italy that, look at these beautiful places. Now, granted, if you're, these are like maybe from a, taken from a drone. See, you don't necessarily get a drone's eye view. But maybe if you're in the second floor, look, this is, looks like it's from a drone. And I like it when it's dead. I like going in places when they're dead, when it's dead. You know what I mean? When it, by dead, barely anyone around, maybe even nobody around. It's cool. Look how beautiful. Do you think that's photoshopped? The town needs permission from the original owners, all of them. Some people will own like the bathroom. Some people will own the kitchen. Like in the in a single family. Oh, I own, my part is the toilet. Every single owner of this whole place has to sign off. So it's tough to get, tough to make that happen. Before putting the empty home up for sale. It used to, in some other places, you could sell off an abandoned house without the owner's permission because it's abandoned, you know? I've heard that Italy, I've heard that Russia, I've heard that Japan, by the way, South Korea maybe, America, white America specifically, and black, native-born black Americans, American citizen blacks, and other countries are declining in population. We have it, we're not making enough babies. And so maybe that's part of the situation here. And also, who wants to live there? That looks beautiful for like a weekend, and then, okay, I'm done. I want to go home. More than 40 empty properties here that were abandoned in the 1900s and left to rot. By 1900s, do they mean 1990s? Or little 1900s, like 19, the aughts. 1901, 1902, 1900, 1903, stuff like that. We first need the availability of the owners, their heirs, in disposing of the old houses, says the mayor of this town, I think. Only then can we place the properties up for sale with their consent, which makes the process very complicated, almost impossible. They only sold two homes for 1 euro, for just 1 euro. There have been other Italian villages that have been able to empty them, but he hasn't been able to do it. This is almost a puff piece by Commie Nonsense Network to promote this stuff. We'll see if it happens. Any well-to-do Hake viewers or Commie Nonsense people gonna pick up and go over there? I saw Terry was interested. It's a dwindling population. Searching for a brighter future. The disposal of potential 1 euro homes faced a deadlock as most relatives sharing the same property were at odds with one another for personal reasons or couldn't agree on the sale. Some hardly spoke or knew each other. Others lived in distant cities and abroad. There were some times where they excited and they canceled. Crazy stuff, huh? Sort of interesting. Poor Italy. And so Russia is getting immigrants. And all these other countries are getting immigrants. Italy, I think. Well, sorry. Let nature take its course. You may have to. Dude! Thank you, Hassan. Dude, the Pope. Speaking of Italy, because Rome is, the Vatican is around there, right? The Pope washed women's feet. All women. Because he's a kiss-up, I gather. He's a kiss-up. Pope Francis. I couldn't believe it. Well, actually, I could. I'm kidding. I'm lying when I say that. That's just... Let me ham it up some other way. Let's see. Bum, 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 bum. So, he had this wheelchair ceremony on Good Friday, I guess it was. The Pope Francis, according to Commie Nonsense Network, washed and kissed the feet of 12 women. 12. At a prison in Rome. On Thursday. During an annual ritual meant to emphasize humility. It was the first time he washed the feet of women only, and many were in tears as the 87-year-old pontiff, which I've never looked up the word pontiff, so I think it's a safe assumption that it means pope. Why is it called pontiff when you just have pope? It's a four-letter word. Led the ceremony from his wheelchair due to his recent mobility challenges. So it's a women's prison, I guess. So these are women prisoners? I got to show you guys these pictures. I think I have a little bit of time. Let's see what I can do. Terrible. Pope Francis breaks with tradition in annual ritual by washing the feet of women only. And part of why I'm reacting like this is that it seems like they are, it's, you know, that kiss-up culture. Women are already kissed up to way too much. And this is not, to me, this is not humility. Maybe I'm wrong. Okay, a couple of screenshots in the folder there, Hassan. It's called a screenshot. So you can see the Commie Nonsense Network headline and whatever else. It doesn't even say the word tradition in the whole rest of the article, so I don't know what tradition he broke. But, yeah, he's kissing up to the women, in my opinion. Being lame. 12 women inmates in the Rebibbia prison on the outskirts of Rome on so-called Holy Thursday. Service and humility. And, oh, he kissed. I disavow that. There's a woman who did that to Jesus' feet. She, like, anointed them with perfume or something and washed it with her, dried it with her hair. And the phony people were like, this could have been sold and given to the poor, as if they care about the poor. You show them with a whole bunch of them, because this picture is too gross to me. There they are. These are prisoners. Watch. I could see that woman with her hair at the end with the lavender, which means light purple. With the lavender sweats. Don't you just see her getting in some type of girl fight? Like, within the next hour? Just fighting? Doesn't she look like she fights? I'm profiling her. Yeah, that's where my mind goes. Keep your minds out of the gutter, Nada. I'm not targeting you, but my mind is like, in the olden days, that's how you washed your feet, I guess, right? Because you would walk out on that dusty road with sandals. Now it's meaningless. It's, like, irrelevant. You, like, let them use your shower. Maybe. I guess. Like, you help them out. But this is irrelevant. It's obsolete. It doesn't even mean anything. It's just dumb, my opinion. Fancy gold stuff. They've been kissing up to the ladies too much, in my opinion. Stop it. Stop it. Twelve of them. Well, I mean, it's more humiliating than humility. It's kind of like a humiliation ritual. Nowadays, when I see people washing feet or shining shoes, like the, what's that guy's name of evil Chick-fil-A who shined Lecrae's shoes, or somebody, some black so-called Christian rapper who believes in the Black Lives Matter nonsense. It's, you're humiliating yourselves, the whites, the men, doing it to kiss up to people who should be doing it the other way around, because there are people who are lording it over them. The women lording it over the men. The blacks lording it over the whites with their fake white guilt mess. Nice. I don't want to overreact about the Pope. I just found it amusing and shockingly dumb. My opinion. But I'm ignorant, so it's quite possible I'm partly wrong. Not entirely wrong. Guys, this has been the Hake Report. We got to end. Callers, I cannot get to you. Sorry, I wanted to get to that stuff. We have Joelle Friday coming up next, but it's Soul Junk Sunday. Enjoy Sweet to My Soul, White Hot Apostle Mix. Adios, America. Bye.
Bonus round.
Wow! Jesus is so sweet like sweet, yeah, sweet to my soul. Wow! Jesus is so sweet like sweet, yeah, sweet to my soul. Wow! Jesus is so sweet like sweet, yeah, sweet to my soul. Wow! Jesus is so sweet like sweet, yeah, sweet to my soul.
This place that we might feel and touch and taste. There's no one like the Prince of Peace, and there's nothing like the Prince of Peace. Sweet Spirit of God, come on me now, that I might testify how Christ Jesus is living in us. So Christ Jesus is living. Wow, Jesus is
it's Christian, guys.
Sweet, like sweet, yeah, sweet to my soul. Wow, Jesus is so. Yeah, sweet to my soul. Wow, Jesus is so sweet like sweet. Yeah, sweet to my soul.
See, we need an upper.
Oh, Jesus is so sweet like sweet. Yeah, sweet to my soul.
Buck up, people. Buck up, hey. It's all fine.
Got no authority. Give me just 1 second. Let me rub it in his face. If I might be so
bold.
The sign value on high in real terms. Time
is white rap.
The lowest from which the deal words go and beyond sentiment. Kingdom on accident.
Oh, Joelle Friday coming up next, guys.
All who want questions that got estimates. I rock postulates. Bomb with predicates. Dismissed evidence. Mass like sediment. News mad precedents. Rise like
regiment. Somebody told me you should play one of those MAGA rappers. I'm like, I don't know that. I grew up on this. Oh, sorry.
Christ Jesus, I give you control. Christ Jesus, come live in my soul.
Sweet to my soul.
Christ Jesus, I give you control. Christ Jesus, come live in my soul.
Wow!
Jesus is so sweet like sweet, yeah, sweet to my soul.
Wow!
Jesus is so
white rap like Eminem. Not exactly. Isn't it fun? I listened to this album, I was going to sleep, and this started up after a bunch of silence, and I woke up all startled.
Oh, Jesus is so sweet like
to my soul.
Jesus is so sweet, like sweet, yeah, sweet to my soul.
I gotta go. 2 Hour Friday coming up next. Bye.